I'm Mary Angish. It's time for All Things Gardening with Charlie Nardozzi, brought to you by Vermont Victory Greenhouses and Gardener's Supply. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Mary.
Well, Charlie, my DNA hails from some strong moss representing places like Ireland and Scotland. I love moss. I've always wanted to like make a chair out of moss outside, but barring that, how can I get moss to grow and sort of fill in some of the landscapes and rocks and things in our backyard?
It is popular in places where the temperatures are cool and the weather is moist and humid a lot, which is England and Ireland and Scotland. But it also is northern New England too. You know, if you're shady spots, people are always looking to grow grass there or different ground covers. But if it's a deep shade location, and especially if a location has very thin soil, very low pH soil, not totally shady though. You want to have a little bit of indirect light kind of filtering through. There's hundreds of different types of mosses that you can grow, but the ones you can actually purchase, which is the way to really get the moss to kind of spread around quickly, are things like the sheet moss, low growing and very fast growing too. Tree moss, which actually gets a little bit taller. Most mosses are pretty low growing. You never have to mow them or anything. Tree moss will get up a little bit like 4 or 5 inches tall, and it likes a deep shade and wet area. Cushion moss grows better in sandier soils. That kind of is one you see that kind of grows over everything, almost like it's taken over the landscape, and you see the stones are buried underneath the moss and all these other things. And fern moss goes well on slopes and wet areas as well. So the key with getting these mosses going is finding the right location. Shady, thin soils, low pH, and somewhere where it stays nice and moist. Now, you can actually try to encourage this to happen. Some people have used what they call moss milkshakes. I'm not quite sure it really works as well as people tout it to work, but it might be worth a try. Where you take some of the native moss, you put it in a blender, put in a cup of buttermilk, maybe a little water too, you blend it all up, and then you paint it on things. So if you're looking to make moss grow on clay pots, for example, or on bricks, you would paint it on those, and then I would put those objects into an area in your woods where you see moss naturally growing, because that means that it's really shady, it's cool, and it's moist there. You're going to need to water it regularly, keep the humidity up high, and you will get some moss probably starting to grow. It may not be the easiest way. So why don't you try a little moss this year in your garden? You never know how well it might grow.
I am going to be covered in moss the next time we talk. Okay. Oh, a moss dress. Here's a question from Rosine in Clifton Park. Rosine says, I have a small greenhouse built from scraps, and each spring I start my flower seeds in cells filled with some ProMix soil and then transplant them. And they said, last year I started to feed Neptune to the seedlings once they started to get a little bigger. The whole affair is kind of costly. And Rosine says, am I using the right products? And is there a better way to start the seeds so I don't have to transplant them once they get a little bigger?
Rosine, I think you're doing really well. If you're having trouble with small seeds germinating, you might want to get a germinating mix, which is a mix that's basically been milled down a little bit, so it's finer, it's easier for small seeded plants to grow in it. But as far as saving on the amount of potting soil that you're using, what I do for larger types of plants, like a tomato, pepper, eggplant, squash, zucchini, zinnias, is I grow them, I start them in 2-inch pots, and I put 2 seeds in that pot, and then I thin them out to the healthiest seed, so there's only 1 seed. And when that growth of that plant gets up about 6 inches tall, I transplant it into a 3 to 4 inch pot, then that's the pot it'll grow on until you actually put it into the garden. And that way you're not transplanting a lot of plants from a tray into smaller pots and then into another pot and another pot. You just do that one transplant.
Okay, if you have questions, send them to All Things Gardening. You'll find that post at vermontpublic.org and listen to us wherever you listen to podcasts. Thank you, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.